I guess since all my cronies are throwing in the towel and taking retirement on schedule, it's only reasonable I've been getting calls from the Mabana Financial Services asking if I'd like to come on down to their lavish offices overlooking the port of Mabana and discuss fiscal strategies for my upcoming golden years. Ho ho, would I ever. Of course, like I tell Ben, the head honcho down at MFS, it's a little like saddling up the horse that skedaddled when I left the barn door open back in my earning years. Earning years. Old Ben loves expressions like that. I said I'd talk to him, but only over beers down at the newly opened Bar 282, named after our zip code's last three numbers, probably some numerology factoid that becomes apparent deep in the cups. Better, I suppose, than 666, what the little church in the ravine refers to it as. So Benjamin and I are going to discuss finances. What better place? At least, that's what I told him when he asked, why there? We got through the first two schooners okay, managed to navigate around my Social Security numbers, which, admittedly, were poor. A reflection of my life as a fiddling grasshopper while my neighbors labored as productive ants. My mistake, at least from the vantage point of an old grasshopper. But I wouldn't change anything, even if I had a time machine. Ben commiserated the way a funeral director would offer comfort to the bereaved. Not totally heartfelt, but what his job calls for. What's he gonna say? You deserve poverty, Skeeter? Instead, he mentioned annuities, aggressive equities, municipal bonds, and a dozen other financial instruments. Instruments. I kid you not, that's what he called them. Like something in a fiscal orchestra, and he, I guess, was the maestro. By the third beer, we were both convinced it was pretty hopeless. I wasn't gonna catch up to Warren Buffett, not in the remaining years, not if I worked until I was 300 years old. Ben, I said, I appreciate you trying to help, but you can't prime a pump if you don't have water. Ben shook his head wearily. You change your mind, Skeeter, drop by and we'll strategize some more. I haven't been in since, but I might go for another beer with him. Maybe some of that high-rolling fiscal firepower will rub off. That, or I could trade a few of my banjos for a couple of his instruments.